Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it, and now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now you know Jesus will fix it. Amen, hallelujah. We bless and praise God on this Sunday morning, y'all. Come on, let's raise our hands to the Lord. Let's tell him thank you for waking us up in our right mind with the activity of our limbs. Amen, hallelujah, glory to his name. That got me up and moving, amen, because we know that Jesus will fix it after a while. Amen, praise God. And if he already fixed it for you, amen, that's an extra hallelujah, amen. But you know that he's going to do something special. That's another extra hallelujah. Praise his name, praise his name, praise his name, because he's in full control over our lives. If we let him. Amen. Praise God. So with that being said, this morning, welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church this morning. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. I'm just giving God the glory this morning. I'm telling him thank you because I know, come on somebody, change is on his way. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is going to fix it for you. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, God, that we woke up this morning, Lord God, another chance, God, to do it right, God. So, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, yes, Holy Spirit, that you will make every crooked place straight, God, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking, Father God, that you will touch right now from the crown of our head, God, to the very soul of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, let your blood prevail, God, against anything, God, that's not like you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As we command our day, God, as we command our day, God, to line up with your will, Father. Hallelujah, God. We're going to thank you in advance, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless thy people, God, all around the world, Father God, that's called by your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, everyone that's under the sound of my voice this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just say thank you, Father, for what you're going to say, what you're going to do, and how you're going to take us to new dimensions in you, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody give God the praises. I don't know about that. I feel the praise in the atmosphere. My God, I give you glory. I feel a shout in the atmosphere. My God, I thank you. Father, we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If we woke up, God, this morning, hey, my shatoya darabashanda, that don't have joy, Lord, I ask that you impart some joy this morning, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up their spirits this morning, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, I pray for wisdom. I pray for knowledge, and I pray for understanding that only comes from you, Father God. As I step out the way, allow the Holy Spirit to take control, God, on this morning. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bless the name of the Lord. This morning, people of God, I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited because God always gives us such a word. But this morning, I'm really excited because if you go to Isaiah 41:10, that's just my scripture this morning. But I want to talk about, amen, the great awakening. Amen. God said, dream big again, people of God. The great awakening. Stop sleeping. Wake up from your sleep. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say it's not over until God say it's over. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, Isaiah 41:10, it says, fear not, for I am with you. Put your name there. Fear not, for I am with you, Carolyn. Be not dismayed. For I am your God. Come on. I will strengthen you. Yes. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That is my scripture for today. I'm going to go into the word. I want you to know, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God is telling somebody today, as well as myself, don't be dismayed. Know that I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to help you. And yes, I'm going to uphold you with my right hand. Amen. Praise God. Dream big again, people of God. We know that some people are so discouraged by unfulfilled dreams that you actually sometimes wish that you wasn't even here. I want to share with you a message the Holy Spirit gave me this morning when I thought my dreams had died one time or another. Come on, somebody. We got to be real and we got to be transparent Amen. Praise God. Because sometimes, amen, it looks like your dreams is never going to come to pass. Some have dreams that are barely still alive but appear to be at the point of death. Some have dreams that have recently died. Some others believe that their dreams are not only dead, but they are prepared for burial and on their way to the cemetery. Then there are those who say, my dream is so dead that it's already been buried and is decaying and stinking. No matter what stage of dying or the death your dreams may be in, Jesus wants to touch that dream with his resurrected power. Raising the dead is a life thing for the creator of all things. I would like to show you today from the Bible that Jesus is experiencing, come on, in resurrecting your dreams. He's experiencing all those things in every stage of dying or death. We know the Apostle Peter. The Apostle Peter messed up so badly by betraying Jesus, his best friend. He thought his dreams was over too. The Bible says he went out and wept bitterly. We know that sometimes, amen, praise God, and even in the Greek language, those wept bitterly means that lamentations and heart crying, wailing out loud and bodily bewailing, sharp piercing. Peter's heart was so broken by what he had done. He believed with all his existence that his dreams had ended. He thought for sure Jesus was through with him. Somebody, I want you to know, I don't care what happened in your life, Jesus is not through with you yet. As he cried his eyes out and cried so much that his eyes dried, he decided to go back to catching smelly fish. That is until Jesus rose from the dead and sent Peter a message via angelic delivery service that said, but go and tell his disciples and Peter, that he is going before you into Galilee. Jesus told the angel, in essence, mention Peter by name. I want him to know that I forgive him and that his dreams is not dead. Make sure he's at the meeting in the front row. It's resurrection time, people of God. Jesus will tell you today, if you're wishing that you were somewhere sitting aside or wishing that you were dead, because a lot of people, you know, we got to be real people now, they're wondering, like, I just wish I was dead somewhere. But that's not your story. That's not your portion today, praise God. Hold on to your horses. Don't throw in the towel. It's not over till it's over. Keep believing. Power is on its way. The Bible says a nobleman in the Bible, there is a nobleman whose son was not actually dead, but he was close to death indeed. This man went to Jesus with great anxiety, imploring him to come down and heal my son, for he is at the point of death. Jesus honored the man's release of faith. Come on, I want you to release your faith today by simply telling him, go your way, your son lives. Possibly your dream hasn't quite died, but it's all you can do to hang on to it today. Your dream is at a point of death. Cry out to Jesus the way the nobleman did, expecting his intervention. What are you waiting on, God? And it seems like it's not coming to pass. And all glory to God, glory to God. We are expecting a divine intervention today. The great awakening for everyone on this line today. Jesus will say to you, in essence, that all I was looking for, I was wanting you to ask for my help by faith. Go your way. Your dreams live. Call to him now. He'll resurrect that dream. You know, yesterday, praise God, I was praying about something, and it dawned on me that something I asked God to do, praise God, it hasn't come to pass yet, but I know what God has said, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. So I said, God, I call on your name today, praise God. I need you to move in this area for me, praise God. I know my dreams are not dead, praise God. Anybody who can know what I'm talking about today. It's just not me, praise God. God said it's everyone on this line that your dreams are not dead, praise God. You're waiting on God to resurrect something, and God says it's going to awake, amen, praise God. It's going to get out of its sleep, praise God. It's going to wake up, praise God. Dream big again, praise God. Dream big again. I want to talk to the one that feels nothing's working for them right now. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. I want to talk to those people today, praise God, that's going to be real with Jesus. That's going to have a real talk with Jesus. Come on, somebody. Job is the synagogue ruler. Elsewhere in the Bible, there is a man whose name was Jairus. His daughter had recently died while he was in the process of running to find Jesus. His little girl was not at the point of death. The Bible says his little girl was actually dead. Come on, I'm talking to somebody today. As soon as Jesus heard that the little girl was dead, he immediately told the man, do not be afraid. Only believe. I want to talk to you today. Difficult as it was, Jairus refused to get into fear, knowing he could trust the words of Jesus. Within moments, Jesus was leaning over the child, speaking the words, little girl, I say to you, arise. Immediately the girl arose from the dead and walked. Oh, come on, somebody. Your dream is going to walk again. Your dream is going to come alive again. I say that it all shall you. As the Holy Spirit leads me, meaning, little girl. You know how mama used to say back in the day, girl, you don't get your butt up out of that bed. Well, I'm talking to us today. If you don't get yourself up, come on, arise. And dream again. So you say your dreams has recently died. Jesus would say to you, do not be afraid. Only believe. Speak to your dreams in my name. Tell that dream to come forth and be perfected in the earth. And it will obey you. Or somebody, you got to walk this thing out by faith and don't let nobody snatch that dream from you. Praise God. Your dreams will rise from the dead, even as Jairus' daughters was raised from the dead. All you must do is believe like Jairus believed. The narrative in the Bible to give you hope. So get your hopes up. As a matter of fact, get them up as high as they will go. Change is on the horizon. This is your time of resurrection. Come on, somebody. The Bible says even the widow in name, the widow woman in the Bible was even worse shaped than Jairus. Her only son was well beyond recently dead. This young man's body was prepared for burial when Jesus showed up. Interrupting the funeral procession, when Jesus saw how brokenhearted the widow woman was, that the dream of her only son caring for her through her old age was dead and almost buried. He had great compassion on her to the amazement of the entire procession. He reached out, touching the coffin, saying, young man, I say to you, arise. Who is God telling to arise today? Praise God, that's Holy Spirit. Maybe somebody spoke in your ears and told you that it would never happen. Maybe somebody, glory to God, talked you out of your blessing. Come on, somebody. The young man who was dead suddenly sat up, and Jesus presented him to his mother. The old crowd burst into praise, and even as you will when you ask the Father to resurrect your dead and practically bury dreams in Jesus' name. He just waiting for you to ask. I dare you today to ask Jesus to resurrect something. Lazarus, we know about Lazarus, the close friend of Jesus, raising from the dead. The Bible says in John 11:4, this sickness is not fatal. God will be glorified in the sickness. Setbacks, obstacles, our setbacks can become our comebacks. This was the response of Jesus when he heard that Lazarus, I see you. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Since he stayed there 2 more days, don't run off half mad every time that there is a setback to your dreams. There is a time to respond and a time to reside. When in doubt, wait it out. Come on, somebody. Jesus says, let's go to Judea again. All the disciples objected. They tried to kill you. The last time, why go where you are not wanted, they said. Jesus replied with a parable regarding light. What does this mean? Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, and I must go awake him up. But Jesus meant that he had died. Lazarus died. He then began to let them in on a bit of spiritual insight. When you know Christ, come on somebody, your dreams, when planted in you by God, do not die a fatal death. They simply fall asleep, lie dormant, inactive until the Spirit of God comes on the scene to raise them back up again. We're talking the spiritual. In order for there to be a resurrection, there has to be a death of your desires, our motives, our plans, and our will. When Jesus arrived where Lazarus was, he was told that he had been dead for 4 days. Both Mary and Martha make sure that he knows how disappointed they are in him, because if he would have been there, Lazarus would not have died. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Jesus was deeply troubled. What could possibly trouble Jesus? What in the world would make our Lord cry? Jesus cried. Jesus wept. When you accept the death of your God-given vision and you bury it away forever, so how do we raise our dead dreams? Roll the stone aside. The Bible says in Hebrews 12:1, lay aside every weight and sin. Even at the point they told Jesus that surely he will stink, for he has been in there for 4 days. You have already lost your chance. Give it up. You will never be as effective as you would have been. You stink, so they say. Believe, he said in verse number 40, that God has a bigger and better plan than you could possibly come up with. Believe that your dreams can indeed live again. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to his name. We thank God for this word because a lot of time, praise God, we set aside things in our lives thinking that, oh, I'm too old for that or it's too late for that. Praise God. Yet God thought of our standard or somebody done told you, praise God, you better give up. Man, you better give up. God ain't going to do that for you. I'm not going to let nobody talk me out of my dreams. And Jesus shouted at the top of his lungs, Nazareth, come forth. To the amazement of everyone, old dead stinking Lazarus did just that. He turned supernaturally to the land of the living. Lots of folks got saved that day in that cemetery revival service. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When Jesus says, move, move, come as you are, grave clothes and all, if you obey God and march into the ministry that he has called you to, come on, as you are right now, under the divine appointment of God, as you minister, he will allow the experience that you have to unwrap you of all those things that buried you. There will be no evidence that you ever gave up. Come on, unwrap him and let him go. He did not unwrap himself. Life has a way of polishing us up and soothing off the rough edges. If we will simply stay close to God and listen to his command, loose them and let them go. You and your dream. Your dreams may be so dried up that all you can do is wish you were dead like Peter. Maybe your dream is at the point of death like the nobleman's son. Possibly your dream has just recently died like Jairus' daughter. Or your dreams could be dead, prepared for burial and on this way to the cemetery like the widow woman. Perhaps you're as bad off as Lazarus, and your dreams is dead, buried, and nothing more than a stinking memory. You need to understand this. Jesus told Lazarus, sister Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. There is no pit so deep that Jesus isn't deeper. Come on, still. The resurrection of your dreams is simply things for him. If only you believe, stay out of fear. Don't believe the devil's lies that it's over. Somebody feel that it's over, that it's not going to happen. If you have not yet asked Jesus, the prophet, to be your Lord of your life, you can do the right thing now. Say, Jesus, I chose you as Lord of my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Be my Master. Be my dream resurrector. Come on, somebody. By praying that prayer, you became a member of God's eternal family. You are now entitled to call God your father. Joseph was a dreamer. We know about him. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God today. Amen. Because I'm speaking to somebody today. Praise God. There are some things that's getting ready to awaken your life. You thought it was over, but God said it's not over till I say it's over. I don't care where you at, how far that dream has went. I don't care. They feel like they're through the dirt on top of it. God is getting ready to dig it up. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So I want you to know, praise God, everything that God has spoken on today, my God, I give you the glory. Your dream, if you believe the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to rise again. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you are or how old you feel. Praise God. Glory to his name. God is going to move by his mighty power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on. Somebody say, help is on its way. Help is on its way. I'm going to go to a song. I'll be right back because help is on its way.
Jesus.
my God, I thought I was in church, y'all. I thought I was in a church house. My God, I give you the glory, God. Help is on his way. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. While he may be found, come on, somebody. We got to work while it's day when night cometh. No man can work. Amen. That song did something. Amen. I almost rose off out of this chair. Amen. Hallelujah. Help is on his way. You know, let me just say this, praise God. And I give God the glory because even when I do my sermons, praise God, I ask God, like, what song do I pray? Let me say this, praise God. Do what I want to do. I do what the Holy Spirit tells me to do. So somebody need to hear that song today. Hold on, because help is on the way. Amen. Praise God. We know, praise God, that Joseph was a dreamer. A dreamer. You know, and as let me just say this, because God told me to share this, and I give God all the glory. We are talking, amen, about the dead things rising. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Our dreams are rising. Come on, somebody. What felt like it was dead is getting ready to rise. And God took me back. Everybody know I'm a chaplain in the hospital, and I remember going to ICU, and it was a man, he had a drug overdose, and they said everything was dead on the inside, that he wasn't going to wake. They was going to take him off and let him die. But when I walked in the room, the Holy Spirit says to me, he's not going to die. I want you to pray over him. Come on, somebody. And I'm telling you, he had every machine hooked up to him, to the point where if you look at it, you will think that it wasn't going to live. Or whatever was working was not going to work. He, praise God, was going to leave here. That's how it looked. But the Holy Spirit is so powerful. He's so knowing, because if you're in tune with the Spirit of God, every morning before I leave, I pray and I ask God to lead me, guide me, speak to me, use me, because it's not about me. So I prayed, and the mother and the daughter and all of them were sitting there, and they crying, praise God, and, you know, and I grabbed the mother's hand, and she said, well, this is what they're saying. And then the Holy Spirit said, tell her, her son is not going to die. I gave her my number. And I said, any changes, let me know. So when I went back the next day, come on, glory, when I looked at them, they said, it's a miracle because some of the machines are being released from him today. I said, okay, God's not done yet. So I went back the next day, his eyes was open. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. And he looked at me and I said, I've been the one that's praying over you. The Lord told me to tell him that. So when I began to pray over him again, and I went home, because, see, I'm not going to get in God's business. Let God do. All I know is what he said. I went home. When I went back, they moved him out of ICU and put him in a room. So a couple days went by. The mom's called me. He's in another room. Can you come? So when I went, he said, you was the one that was praying over me. He was walking with a cane, y'all. He walked out that hospital. One of the chaplains said, Apostle, chaplain, the man that you prayed for, he told me to tell you, I seen him somewhere. He said, tell her I'm living, I'm getting ready to get married, and I'm trying to get my life right. So why is God telling me to tell you this? Hey, Shatori Arabashia. This is God stuff, y'all. This is not me. I just stand before him. I just pray. I just fast. I just do what he tells me to do. I'm just obedient to the Spirit of God. Your dreams might look dead. It might feel like it's an ICU. It might look impossible, people of God. But God will send a resurrected power. Oh, come on, somebody, to your dream. Your dream is not dead. It's just sleeping until the Holy Spirit shows up, until Jesus shows up. Come on, somebody. It's going to work. It's going to work. Yes, I said it. I hear the Holy Ghost. It's going to work, people of God. God is not through with you yet. He's just waiting to show you and show me that nothing's impossible with God. The Bible says Joseph was a dreamer. Oh, my God, I give you glory. He was hated for his dreams. His own brothers wanted him dead. Come on, somebody. You live in a house where people don't want your dreams to come alive. His own brothers wanted him dead. However, it was his God-given dream and his ability to believe in them that saved his family and the whole nation. We can no longer be afraid to dream. We have nations to save. I don't care what race you are or how young or how old you are. Don't give up on your dreams. What is your dream? Look deep into the hidden corners of your heart. What have you given up on? What are you afraid will never come to pass? What is bothering you that you keep ignoring? What have you been talked out of? What have you been robbed of? What have you stopped believing in? Is it to have a family? Is it to own multiple businesses and provide jobs for thousands of people? Is it to help kids? Is it to be a missionary? Is it your dream, come on somebody, to become a pastor? Do you want to be a doctor? Do you want to help people transform their health and their lives? Is it to write a book? Is it to speak before thousands of people in order to encourage them? Do you want to sing? Come on, somebody. Do you want to write a song that makes the whole world sing? Do you have any idea that will change the world? Do you want to create foundations? Come on, somebody, that will fund life-changing causes. What is it? I dare you to dream. Even if you have tried and seemingly been unsuccessful before, dream again, saith the Lord thy God. Don't let fear keep you from stepping out. Don't settle for life as usual. You do have what it takes to accomplish your dreams. Don't believe the lie that says you don't. Let me state that one more time. Don't believe the lie that says you don't have what it takes to accomplish your dreams. God has put inside of you everything you need to accomplish everything he has called you to do. The real problem is we find it easier to believe God for everyone else but ourselves. Is this that? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I can pray for somebody, glory to God, and believe God for that. But do we believe God for ourselves? Is it now time to believe that God will fulfill your dreams as well? Allow the Spirit of God to resurrect your dreams. Take the limits off of God and off yourself. Oh, come on, somebody. Let me say that one more time. Allow the Spirit of God to resurrect your dream. Take the limits off of God and off of yourself. Don't be haunted by your haters. Don't be stopped by the criticism or doubt. Don't be ruled by fear. Don't give up because the last time it didn't work out. Get your dream back. Fight for it. Know that you were created to change the world. You are a world changer. You were created for greatness. You had better known it. Come on, somebody. Remember that you have a God who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ask or think. I dare you to know who God is. Those who know their God shall be strong. Those who know their God shall be do great exploits. Dream. Do great exploits. The world needs what you have on the inside of you. Your God-inspired dreams will change your world. Let God resurrect and fulfill your dreams in its time. Are you ready? Are you ready, people of God? God will help accomplish our dreams in harmony with his will. Finally, here is a lesson. It is found in verse 12. Caleb says, give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Amalekites were there. Their cities were large, fortified. But the Lord helped me. I will drive them out just as he said. See, he knew, give me what belongs to me. We aren't giant killers, people. But God specializes in killing giants. God helped a stuttering Moses to become a deliverer of the people of Israel. God enabled Gideon with only 300 soldiers armed with pitchers and trumpets to defeat the army of the Midianites. God enabled young, untrained David with only a piece of rawhide and a smooth stone to defeat Goliath. God enabled the apostle, armed only with good news of the gospel, to overcome the Roman Empire and turn the world upside down. Y'all better talk to me this morning. I am convinced that God will help us too if we're willing to make the effort. He tells us, I won't leave you alone. I will help you accomplish your dreams. Just remember, we are not alone. Noah waited for 120 years for the rain to fall. Abraham was told he was going to be a father of a great nation and waited until he was 99 to give him a son. Moses wandered 40 years in the desert. Joseph went through the pit and the prison to get to the palace. David was anointed as a young man as king and waited many years till actually sat on the throne of Israel. He loves turning crucifixions into resurrections. Oh, y'all better talk to me this morning. Glory to his name. My God, I give you the glory. He loves turning those crucifixions into resurrection. What do we do there? We must dream more. We must not be satisfied with the current situation. We must not be satisfied with the current dream. God is bigger than our dreams, which is to say that he has more dreams for us to fulfill. Oh, y'all talk to me this morning. God knows the dreamer. Hey, don't limit God in your life. Go to a big God with a big dream and watch him bring it to pass. Ask a big God for the hard thing. Now, we know, and I bless God for you, you, and you. We got to make sure, hallelujah, Jesus, that we don't let what's on the inner side of us die. And whatever God has planted in your heart from birth, my set toward the abastanda. Glory to his name. We thank God for his mercy today. So when I think about it, and I pray, Father, and I'm praying over you too. I thought it was all over until I read the word based on the message. I see now that it's never too late. I believe you can raise my dreams from the dead. I'm dealing with the Most High God, the creator, the giver of life. Now, by the authority vested in me through the gospel of Jesus Christ, I say like Jesus said, dream come forth and live in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for restoring us, restoring our hope. Ah, come on, somebody. For restoring my hope and resurrection, my dreams, in Jesus' name. Be blessed, everyone. My God, I give you the glory. I thank the Lord for what he is doing. I thank him, praise God, because he said, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand. You know God got a big hand. We don't know how big it is, praise God. But I know, praise God, yet it's not over until my Father say it's over. I want you to tell yourself today, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. It's not over until God say it's over. I don't care what it looks like, and I don't care how dead it looks. God is able to turn that thing around. He's able to turn it around for you and me. He's able. I thank him because as he loves turning crucifixion, that cross, into the resurrection, may he resurrect everything that pertaineth to life for you in the name of Jesus. We thank God on today. Praise God for this message. I pray that you was blessed on today. I was blessed. I'm sweating. My God, I guess that's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. My God, I give you glory. For thy people, God, as we get ready to leave off of this line, Lord Jesus, I pray, God, that you impart in us a supernatural anointing to believe by faith that our dreams are not dead. They're just sleeping, and you're getting ready to call it forth in the name of Jesus. So we thank and praise God on today for you, you, and you. Thank you, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, for all that God has done today. The awakening, dream big, people of God. We serve a big God that can do big things. And I believe and I trust him that he's going to do it. I thank God for you, you, and you. I thank God for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't forget tomorrow night. Amen. Your fix at 6 will be on with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't forget on Tuesday night. Praise God. We got Bishop Thurman A. Butler from Undisputed Truth Ministry. We got Lady T, amen, weekly word workout on Wednesday. On Thursday, we shut it down. And on Friday, y'all, listen, I've been on Fresh Fire Friday. And glory to his name. I've been taking Pastor Keeping It Real place. Amen. Praise God. And he's been doing an awesome job. And I've been stepping in for him. And I tell you, we had a Holy Ghost good time on Friday. I played nothing but songs. I give you a word of encouragement. Amen. And let God have his way. So I thank all of the ones for the month of June. And I'm going to pray. Amen. I thank God for our sponsors that helped me to keep this ministry on this month. Praise God. That's Pastor Waters. Thank you for help sponsoring this month of June. And Diane Burgess, thank you for helping me to keep the ministry afloat. Praise God. Yes. And so every month, all our sponsors that help, amen, in the ministry, because we cannot do it without you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for the ones, amen, that still comes. Amen. Praise God. Bring yourself. Don't stop coming. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because great things are taking place. So thank you for all the sponsors. Thank you for all the ones that come on. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for you, because without you, amen, there will be no preacher. Amen. Who could I preach to? Amen. Praise God. So I thank God for you, you, and you. I'm going to pray, y'all. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Spirit. I'm going to pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, because you are God all by yourself. We thank you, Father, for speaking to us today, God. We know that we serve a big God, and we thank you for it, God. We ask that you'll continue to bless us, Lord God. Continue to give us creative ideas, oh God. Download in us, God, that which you want us to do, Father God, from this day forward, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, all the visions, all the dreams, Lord God, not only that we have them, Lord God, but we know, Father, that if you gave it to us, Father God, that you will supply all the needs for it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray right now, Father God, for open heaven over their dreams, over my dreams, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will pour out a blessing that we will have not room enough to receive, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Open up the padlocks, God, yes, and of Oshaya, to those vaults, Lord God, that we will be a blessing to thy kingdom, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. And Father, I pray that you will rebuke the devourer for our sake, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give you the glory. We give you the glory. We give you the glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let him testify on this week as well as myself, God, that the things that you have already prepared for them, God, that love you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up, God. And we honor your presence today. We thank you for it, God. Bless each and every one that's under the sound of my voice. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with thee seed and joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. I'm going to leave you with a song. Happy Sunday, everybody. Be blessed. Be blessed. God loves you. God loves you. And guess what? So do I. God bless you all.
Help me to hold on. Yeah. Until the change.